Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that to him.
Some beats and shit.
Oh, I need some beats.
Whatever you want to touch, man.
No, I'll
be the right
down,
but I just
give
me a mix one, man.
Let's see. I ain't got nothing regular speed. This shit slow like a bitch. Yeah, on the rap.
Got them all up in the car, they brand
new. Yeah, on the rap. Hold on a second. Yeah, that's old school. Yeah, I can get you old school. I ain't got the rap and shit though. Yeah, you swing. Give me about an hour. I'll make up for it. In about an hour, I can make up, buy some rap or something. Yeah. You want the old school now?
Yeah, what's up
with
the old school?
All mixed up. New and old. You know, one of them Jaheim, the other one like old. Like 90s. Nice old school. All right. That's one. $50 fee, you know, man. You la la la. Yeah, no, I got blanks. That's why I just need to.
Oh yeah, I got the burns, but I ain't got the butter.
You burning down.
So like, cause I burn as you cost.
And you ain't paying rent yet. Yeah, you gotta go back. You ain't gotta pay
no
$2.
I'll drop it off. All right.
All right. I'll be on make. What you want? 5 or 10?
Yeah, do that.
I'll make it.
All
right. I'll
bring it back, man.
I got it. All right, people.
Make sure I ain't on mute.
All right. We got some technical difficulties going on the show today. There's going to be some other technical difficulties. Hold on. Hold up. Oh, man, what's up, Auntie? Looking all brand new on me and shit. Well, got all brand new, Auntie. They looking all brand new and shit. Look at all brand new.
Oh, I see you. I see
you shout. Yeah, that's part of the time, man. What you want, $200? Yeah, yeah, I got you, too. How you doing, Lou? Oh, yeah. I don't want to be rude. I'm sorry. He'll be up here a little later on. He don't come out early.
No, I'm talking about P.O.P. that P.O.P. Y'all,
that's what
I'm saying.
Did you
let me by the
week,
city? That's
what I'm
trying to ask y'all. Y'all
know
y'all
separate. No, that's my cousin, but no, we ain't together, though.
They ain't
together. No, we ain't together. That's just family that's just, yeah, but it's all good. I ain't got nothing else to say on that.
Where you been, smell good?
I've been out of town, fucking Puerto Rico.
So you been missed.
Goddamn, one more. What color?
85, 89.
Well, that's how you doing, though. I know
you
do. No, man.
You have your 96, right?
I have 96.
That smells good, and I need something.
Give me
like
a dollar. I ain't got no sense.
I need CD to ride, too.
Oh, it'd be shit. What you want? Something slow or fast? I got some slow shit. Well, today's show supposed to be, as y'all see, I'm in the hood. I'm live from the hood. Live 34th Chelsea Street, Tampa Bay, Florida. I got to send some apologies to Mr. Brian King if you happen to be sitting there waiting like, what the fuck is going on? Because I'm out on the block. Stealing Wi-Fi and shit, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking internet decides to go ahead and show his ass right now, and won't allow me to pull up Blog Talk Radio, so I can't pull nobody in. You know what I'm saying? In order to conduct today's interview yet, and that's the deal that's going on right now. I don't know what the hell happened. Shit ain't it ain't going right. So shout out to Mr. Brian King, who's you know, came through today to hang out Wrecking the Game Radio with your host Captain Smell So Good, Miss co-hostess with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel, and we're doing it real big. Shout out to the International Smokers Representative, Mr. Sayanai, representing the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, all overseas. And shout out to my homeboy, Mr. Goofus Bone, representing Straight Low Records 186 Deuce, who just got off tour and stuff. So, you know, we're going to get it in. Where's the will, there's a way, people. We're gonna get it in. Don't even worry about it. Just hold on and see what happens. See what happens. And I think I might be able to get up and running in just a El Segundo. All right, we're gonna see. You ain't nothing but something slow. I ain't got no fast, though. Cool. Who? Ryan? Who was that? Oh, no, I don't know them. All right, thank you, man. What's up, boss man? How you doing? I got R&B right now. I really ain't got no fast stuff. It slowed down, that is. It ain't.
No, it ain't none of that, but I mean, it slowed, you know what I mean by slow down?
Yeah.
Okay, so it slowed down, and then I got, like, R&B and stuff like that, too.
Okay.
Not rap stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying, I got some R&B. That's good like that.
Let's see here. Slow Heat. I got some old Quiet Storm type mix. How many looking for? $2 piece, 5 for 10. Alright, I'll do that. Okay. I got some old Floyd George too now.
Yeah, I want that.
Alright. That'll be your fast right there, guaranteed. That'll be your fast. I got some Isley. I got Isley. Might as well spend a 10, man. I'll be 5 for 10. You know, can't beat it.
What else you got?
I got old Bobby Walt Mack. You want to go that old? Jazz. You don't do the jazz. You ain't into the jazz. Betty Wright.
Yeah.
Got her little hits and stuff. Okay. I'm telling you, I got it for you. New birth, Fat Domino old. I got it. Old school. Bill Withers old.
Smelly.
Now, my cousin be right next door. Now, it's two
Shut
different
up,
things
Smelly.
Going on. He's $5 and I'm $2, so you take a picture.
And who's in the call? Who's in the 206?
Yeah, that'll work. I appreciate you stopping. You didn't stop. Fred Jackson.
Hello?
Okay.
All right, everybody. I'm taking over the show. My homeboy needs some help and assistance. I'm Goofy Bone, and I'm pulling in the callers. Caller in the 425, you live.
Bill Withers. Aretha Franklin.
425 is here. We need Bryn in the house. 206, please.
206,
I got
you live in the house.
Bryn,
right,
you in?
Thank you.
Miss Computer Lady, you live in the house.
Hey, Trouble Fault? You know that?
Bryn, are you in?
Hey, hell of the show for me. Thank you.
I had to get off mute. Hi, Goofy. Hi, everybody. Name is Computer Lady. We got a lot of technical difficulties today, I see.
Yeah, we have some technical difficulties, but the show must go on, people. So, Heavenly Angel, why don't you go ahead and introduce Mr. Brian King.
Bryn King.
Oh,
from Seattle, Washington.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, how I said it.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Are you ready, people?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're ready. Let's start the show now. Introducing Bryn King from Seattle, Washington. He's living in Houston, Texas right now, working it out. Are you there, Bryn?
Down, Heavenly Angel. How y'all doing today?
Hey, it's a blessing to have you here today.
Much appreciated. I definitely want to shout out to DJ Smell So Good once again for having me on the show. Shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel for blessing me and bringing me through here. It's definitely a pleasure to be able to touch the airwaves from, you know, the United States to across seas here. So, yeah, we're in the building.
Around the world, people. Tell us what's been going on since we last talked.
Woo-wee. Well, last we talked, it was January 21st, 2011,
yeah.
And it was my 21st birthday, and I was on my way out the door.
That's right.
Since then, I packed my bags from Seattle. Shout out to the 206 and the 36, so hometown. Moved down to Houston. Started shaking a couple hands. Shout out to my man G Bread, who invited me down here. Within a couple weeks, I had the incredible pleasure of meeting Miss West, Mama C, the great late Pimp C's mother, and she took a little bit of liking to your boy, and Bryn King is officially one of the newest faces of UGK Records, based right out of here in Texas, but we're bringing a new versatility to the whole scene with this.
Congratulations, so, that sounds good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Have one of the most legendary names in the game co-signing your boy now.
There you go. What's in the works now?
What's in the works now? Well, right now.
Go ahead, make your shout out.
Oh, I was going to just, you know, shout out to everybody that didn't believe I was going to be doing anything, and look at me now. So
you're working it out. That's what you do.
Yes, God willing, it's going down. So right now,
in the
works, I'm starting work on my new project, mixtape titled Insomnia, the first project with the UGK Records logo backing me. It's I'm putting a lot of heart and soul into it. It's getting 200% effort. So it's kind of a slow process putting it together because we don't half-ass anything around here. And so that's the project I'm working on right now. I'm actually looking, what day is it? It's Friday. On Monday, I'll be leaving to L.A., actually. So I'll be in shout out to Los Angeles. I'm coming to you.
What's happening out there? What you doing out there?
Well, I've got a couple connections to be networking into the Hollywood scene a little bit. Got my man G Bread once again, Mama C's right-hand man with UGK Records. He's taking me out there. Have a little invite from Miss Vicky Lizzie. Shout out to Vicky Lizzie in Los Angeles. Going to be shaking hands and making it do what it do. Really just working. That is the name of the game. It's relentless. I don't know if people understand how much hard work you have to put into it. Professionals make it look easy, and it is not.
Yeah, Goofy Bound's been out there working it out, too. He's busting it hard, and he's out there near L.A. himself.
Yes,
so
shout out to everybody out there grinding, doing it.
So the new song is what? What are you working on, the new song? What's the name of it again?
The new mixtape project. It's going to be a compilation of many songs, and it's titled Insomnia. No sleep, up all night, grinding, hard working, Insomnia. That's what it is. If anybody out there listening doesn't know who they're listening to, feel free to Google me. Brynking. Bryn King. Check me out. Find my YouTube. Find a little sample of me on YouTube. Find my Facebook. Add me on Facebook. MySpace. Reverb Nation. All of that. And just keep an eye out. Keep an eye out because I'm not going anywhere.
I'm watching you. So how long are you going to be in L.A. now when you're out?
L.A., it's an open-ended mission. I'm getting a one-way ticket, and it really depends on how things go. I need to be back in Houston for the 16th. My man G. Bread's got a little meeting he's got to take care of, and I know Lil Wayne, Young Money's I Am Music Tour is coming through Houston, and I'd like to be in the H for that. Shout out to H-Town and Young Money and all that. So, the 16th, that's couple weeks from now. I'll give it a couple weeks. If I miss that deadline, I'd be a little disappointed, but it'll be for a good cause. I'll be making moves, so who knows.
So have you been hitting any of the clubs lately?
Well, when I go out, I haven't went out for too much leisure, really. I've had the opportunity, but when I go out, it's usually for some half-business-related purpose. But as far as Houston, I've been kind of a regular swinging through the House of Blues, popped around the whole downtown area. I'm real bad with names. I can't remember even specifics. They got club after club after club next to club. So the names escape me. But I'll tell you what, the downtown scene in H-Town is real nice.
So have you hit any spots to rap yourself?
Say that again?
Have you hit any spots in any of the towns to rap yourself?
No, I haven't been performing yet. Have not been performing. I've made a couple little appearances here and there, block party here, event there, and showed face, but no performances from Bryn King yet. They'll be waiting on them, though.
And so where can we get your CD, your past one that you have?
The past CD, my original mixtape. And keep in mind, folks, I only picked up a pen a year and a half ago. So the point I'm at now is much polished off from then, but I'm very proud of what I did in 9 months. I'd say in 9 months, I was still annihilating most of my competition out there. And you can find my original mixtape 9 months into my process at www.reverbnation.com/Bryn King. And once again, that's BRYNKING. It'll pop up on Google if that's easier for y'all out there.
And what was the name of that album?
That would be Rain Season. Shout out to Seattle. Shout out to the whole Northwest. They know what I'm talking about.
We sure do. Please. That is hot. So, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your mother about all this?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
What's your mother feeling about all this?
My mother's very proud of me. You know, let's just say I haven't had quite the clean slate, so it's one of the first opportunities she's really had to be genuinely proud about something, I mean, something significant other than, you know, like, oh, I'm proud of you, you got off of probation or something like that. So it's good. She's happy, I'm happy that she's happy, you know, she don't have to worry about me anymore.
Heavenly Angel, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think we have DJ Smell So Good on the line.
Thank you.
Smell, are you
back
with us?
You back with us, DJ?
I guess not. Go ahead with the great interview. Hey, King, you know
Hello.
What I'm saying, man? You got some great music,
Hello.
Old boy, and keep pushing it, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds
pretty
good.
Smell, you with us,
man.
Brother?
That's hard.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Like I'm in a motherfucking tunnel. What the fuck is going on?
DJ.
Hey, what's happening? Oh, I got to bust up in this motherfucker. The upper room.
What's going down? Shout out to Tampa Bay.
Man, y'all already know Bryn King is in the motherfucker building. Hey, I was on your Reverb, man. I see you added a couple of new songs on there.
That's the Rain Season mixtape. Feel free to pick through and, you know, flicker through whatever you'd like. I don't have some of the beats, you know, it's a mixtape, so just be careful which ones you pick and choose on playing, because some of the, you know,
oh,
it's a mixtape.
Yo, you ain't got nobody making beats for you?
I've got a couple sources coming out. Actually, shout out to super producer Jay South, baby, producer of Crime Mob. I just ran into him not too long ago, and he took a liking to your boy and said that we're going to get to working on a couple projects. So, yeah, shout out to Jay South. I'm working with a couple other producers that are shooting me beats left and right, and I'm just picking through the ones that I feel. Anybody that wants to have a hand in any mixtape project, that wants to get something out there, if you've got that heat, feel free to get in touch with me. I've got open ears. Just find me on that Facebook, Bryn King, B-R-Y-N-K-I-N-G.
Bryn King. Represent. I'm on the Reverb Nation right now, people, so just checking out some of the songs. Bring y'all an update and all that.
Ooh,
and how's the mixtape going?
Rain Season, the mixtape, how's that going? Man, Rain Season, that mixtape, it got a heavy online push. That mixtape has been heard everywhere from every single state in the United States to Europe to Africa to South America. I mean, I've had people reach out to me from the Philippines and tell me that they like my music, and that just goes to show you how amazing the internet is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an investment.
And it's a damn sure investment, you know what I'm saying? It's virtual now. At the same time, it's not as tangible as, you know, your fans coming to the club and seeing you. But to get to know that people are actually paying attention to you, this is what I just try to stress to all artists. You know, this internet is your advantage to be heard. So when you do get there, and you already been heard about, and then you touch down, you're like, how the hell you done heard about me?
Yes, sir. You plant that
seed.
That's
what you want. That's what you want. You know, that's positive feedback. It's going to play off.
Absolutely. Shout out to everybody that's went and listened to or downloaded Rain Season. I promise, if you liked what you heard on Rain Season, man, the diamond has been polished off. I've been going through like a personal boot camp for my craft, and I've been cutting the edge of this diamond, and I think it's shining. So when you guys hear anything new,
love real. Hey, and I love your quote, man, on your Facebook. I had to steal your quote, and that's the intro quote. You know what I'm saying, for like, you know, when you go well. I'm getting married, people. Everybody already knew that. I pretty much thought, you know. So, so on the webpage that we got set up, you know, that we get, you know, that you got to do the wedding planning and all that, I got that quote, you know what I'm saying, right there on the welcome page.
To achieve all that is possible quote?
Yeah. Which is shining light, and that's your light's supposed to shine, and that's real deep. That's positive. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. And you fucking right.
Well,
everybody's
supposed
to be shy.
One thing I got to say, I do appreciate how you do carry yourself, Brandon. Your mature attitude at such a young age.
I've weathered a couple storms that brought it about. I tell you, I wasn't. I'm sure there was a point in time where you wouldn't have agreed with your own statement, but today's another day.
And that's why I can say that today, because I know I'm talking to you.
Well, thanks. What's going on? We got some music playing.
How we doing? Live right here in Tampa, Florida. I'm on the block, too. I'm out here on 34th of Chester Street. I mean, I'm in the hood. I'm in the red zone type shit. You feel me? I'm where police only frequently come to. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm in the middle. This is how I do my thing.
I'm not in the suburbs myself. I'm outside in some house shoes and a white tee on TC Jester in Little York. Shout out to Houston, North Side.
Hey, giving it in, you know what I'm saying? I'm right next to Bexley's where you can get your chicken and chili sandwich, you know what I'm saying? They don't do nothing like that, but here in the South, chicken and chili all in one sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Real, real hot shit. That's how we do it. Come down and eat it all, you know.
They
just stole the fucking chicken and waffle bullshit. I heard fucking IHOP finna try to mimic the goddamn chicken and waffle. So I said, man, come on, man. Y'all some fucking haters, man. Y'all some biters and shit. That's some up north shit. You don't see no chicken and waffles down here, down south, until you start going up north and Alabama, well, Georgia and all them other areas.
We got 2 minutes left for our audiences to listen. Unless you call in for the
VIP. Yeah, y'all call in right now. 347-237-5125. You out there in whatever land.
It's already too late, man. It's already too late.
Also, the radio station is moving to where?
www.trilateralradio.com. Matter of fact, go and check out the new advertisement on www.trilateralradio.com.
Yeah,
now, Goofy, you seen the new advertisement?
I like it.
I loved it.
I love that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm finna make a fool of them sons of bitches. So we can just throw them bitches out everywhere. So,
hey, Mr. King, is he still on the line?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, baby, I'm still on the line.
Are you planning any tours, or are you just working on trying to finish an album right now?
Right now, there's been talk about a couple tours, but for me personally, I want to hit them so hard on any tour. I want to be able to go out and have massive product to distribute, as well as have the most amazing show disc I could possibly put together. So right now,
yeah,
I'm still working on my personal tour package, but a tour will be in the works. It's just a matter of when, how, and who's paying me.
That's real.
Another thing I wanted to
say. One thing I wanted to keep you up to date on is
make sure you have enough product, because I went on tour recently and I ran out of product after my second show, and it's like, ah, shit, you know what I mean? So it's like, you can make sure you have enough product, and I'm dead serious, man, because you can never believe how much love you get when you go on tour, when people from other worlds see you, didn't expect anything but good music, and you give them good music, man, they love you to death, guaranteed.
Absolutely. I appreciate the advice.
Hey, much love, brother. Much love, man. Anything to help somebody that's going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, I went on tour with some motherfuckers that were nothing but drama kids, and they didn't know diddly squat. You know what I mean? But much love to you, brother, and good luck in all your success and all that. Nah, I'm be on hold, Smelly. But, yeah.
Well, there. Oh, no, it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm there for the personal DJ, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes you go to these clubs and motherfuckers be hating on you. They don't want to play your music the way you want that shit to be played, you feel me? It can ruin your show. So
yeah,
you ain't experienced that yet, you know, just watch yourself, because it'll happen to my artist, Janu, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about, so they lose your CD, they lost your show CD and shit, or, you know, they did all that. I done been through all that. How about it scratched? I mean, how the fuck is it scratched when you can just load the bitch into your laptop? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bitches don't go the extra mile for you, you know what I'm saying, like they're supposed to. Every artist, but especially independent artists, you know what I'm saying, it's just really getting into the game, you know what I'm saying? Because once you get money into your pocket, of course, you're supposed to have your own DJ that's supposed to go around every fucking way you go, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to never worry about that problem. But until then, you're going to run across some cats, you know, that just think they're above their means, you know what I'm saying? And
everybody thinks they're from Hollywood. I don't know why.
Yeah, everybody put the game face on. Everybody, but see, that's the problem when you got the game face on all the time. The game be over and shit, bitch. You still in the game face. Like, what the fuck going on, man? That, you know, it's time to be Hollywood. It's time to just be real. You know what I'm saying? And that's the time to be real, you know? So, hell yeah. But I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, coming through the show, man. I had a couple of little problems early on. I couldn't even call Miss Evelyn. I couldn't call nobody. Because I'm on the phone with the show, so I can't call out. You ain't like the cell phone got three-way and shit. Well, at least this shit don't. You know, so I couldn't get no calling out. So I'm like, well, goddamn. I'm like, if you on the line, you know what I'm saying, just hold on, because
shit,
it's fucked up right now. And I couldn't
log in. You got about 11 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to say?
All right, well, once again, you know, I appreciate y'all having me on the air. Everybody, especially overseas, I want you to check me out. Google Bryn King, newest artist for UGK Records. That is right. This is not an April Fool's joke, people. UGK Records, baby. And I want you to Google me, BrynKing. That's a first and last name on my birth certificate, baby. So check it out. It's not a gimmick. It is not a fraud. Bryn King and Seattle, Washington, shout out to y'all, because I will be coming home for a couple months this summer to escape the heat. And just keep up with me, man. Keep up with me. Follow me on Twitter at Real Bryn King, man. I'm going to L.A. on Monday. I'm mingling, doing my thing. I'll be back in Houston and then back off to Seattle, maybe to Atlanta. Who knows? Trying to globe trot here. So once again, shout out to DJ Smell So Good and Miss Heavenly Angel for having me on the show.
Hey, man, I seen you Photoshop Mike Epps into one of your pictures.
Yeah, that's no photo.
Hey, bro, fool. You know, I ain't going to get my laugh with it. I had to use that as an excuse to use my April Fool's shit. You know what I'm saying? Just throwing that on in there. But big ups on you and what was the reason for you going to see Pimp C Mom? Or how you end up?
I was invited down to Houston by my man G Bread. He's Mama C's right hand. He was looking for basically that new spark of talent. We took a trip out to PA. She welcomed me into her home. I tried shaking her hand. She said, "Baby, we don't do handshakes." Reached out, gave
Damn
me a
nah.
hug. I talked to her for a couple hours.
Do like that.
That's love, right?
And the rest is history. Shout out to Mama C. Shout out to Lil C. Shout out to Papa Pimp. Shout out to Teddy Boo. Shout out to the whole family out there. Shout out to PA, Texas, Seattle, Tampa Bay, LA, the other side of the world, and everybody.
Yeah, Goop, it's the first time we met, see what I did, Goop. Did I shake your hand? We got to give you a fucking hug.
Motherfucker, we hug, man. Shit.
Yeah,
we
man,
hard,
that's fucking shit. That's how we do it, man.
We family,
do it.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Family, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody family, shit. Now, if I think you're a dirt bag, then I'm going to shake your hand. You know? But I don't know, give you a hug, give you some love.
Or if you know, you're getting the cold shoulder, you know, I always tell them, "Forgive me, I never shake hands."
I like that one. I like that one. Yeah, well, make sure y'all do nothing nutty on motherfucking April Fool's Day. I know this is the time that people like to play, you know, some over-the-top type pranks and get super ridiculous with you. You know, but
oh,
you
know,
stupid. You
I
know what I'm saying?
I got the angel pregnant on April Fool's Day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I forgot Miss Computer Lady.
Wait a minute. That's Miss Computer Lady?
April Fool's Miss Computer Lady.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Miss Computer Lady, did you see the advertisement?
I saw it. I loved it. I was like...
Got you floating off in there, girl. You know what I'm saying? We got you floating off in there. So it's
And I love y'all. Thank you very much. Let me just shout out an excellent interview, first of all. And secondly, this is Toledo, Ohio calling, so I'm going to be checking you out.
Ohio in the building.
Shout out to Toledo. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'll be hitting you up on Facebook.
Shout out to my son, Boo News. I forgot to give my son a shout out.
Yeah,
shout out
don't
to my
forget
son,
how
Boo News.
Oh,
Boo News is shaved and naked looking.
Oh, my.
And let me give a shout out to M-Fung Media, Bruce, my homeboy Bobby Red Eyes, Jay Riley, and everybody out there. So enjoy life, man. April Fool's Day, people.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I'm out here on the block listening to Brand King, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna jamming out to the Reverb Nation site. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on the Reverb site.
Hey, where's he at on Reverb Nation? I'm trying to find him. I can't find him.
Thanks,
Reverb
Brand King.
Slash Brand King, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you spell it out again for those who didn't catch the first time?
Yeah, if you want to find my Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter account, everything's on Google. I take up the first, like, two pages. It's BRYN space KING. BRYN space KING.
Well,
that's
going to
take
up two pages on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, set yourself apart. That's why with that Brian King, because the first thing that pops up is a Brian King. So you type in Brian, a million of them motherfuckers.
There's only one brand to pop up.
So that's a good thing. I watch it. Type in smells so good. Only one smells so good. There's only one Goofy Bone. Well, I think it's only one Miss Heavenly Angel. Huh? Because it's your own niche.
Yeah,
only bitch. You the only one. You know? We do it. Co-host is with the most. Hey, thank you very much, Miss Heavenly Angel, too. You know what I'm saying, for conducting that interview, excellent interview. You know what I'm saying? I just sat to the side like a little boy with his Dutch cap on, you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't get my shit up and running, and I chill. But you did an excellent job, very professional, you know what I'm saying? And I really enjoyed sitting back, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the show. So.
Well, thank you, everybody.
New host coming soon, you know what I'm saying?
And we're working on that, people. Y'all know how I do, you know, turn people from co-host into host, goddamn it, because I believe everybody got that voice and got that little bit to add to radio. And trilateralradio.com needs motherfucking host. So it's coming soon. You want to be a host, you know what I'm saying, hit us up, wdzeradio@gmail.com. You can be free host. We got advertisers, free links. We do all that. You get a free website, free email. Everything's free, not this BTR bullshit. And hell, right now, we got unlimited time. So you want to do a fucking six-hour show, goddamn it, let's run it. You know what I'm saying? Let's run it. We got 24 hours to fill up. You know what I'm saying? Enough time in the day. People up all around the world at every given time. So ain't no way we shouldn't have the entire schedule filled up. We should have some Netherlands shows, some German shows, fucking African shows, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. So anybody out there listening, if you're looking for a spot to do a show, no hassle, no drama, uncut, uncensored, you know, no kids allowed, sorry. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's the internet. They'll be there anyway. They lie. Shit. They use fake email addresses and shit. They get in. But, you know, our crowd is key to, you know what I'm saying, to the 18 and up.
Well, DJ, I got to be signing off here. I got to chase down this paper for the rest of the day and make these phone calls and, you know, keep grinding. So I'm going to let everybody go. Appreciate having me through again. I'll come through anytime.
And because they cut it down to the three songs, that's why I don't have the whole entire list of music that I used to have. So now I ain't got nothing but an intro and a background music track to play. So
FBTI for you.
Yeah, they done super limited us to three songs, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. That's why we're moving over to www.trilateralradio.com. Make sure you go and check it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. See the site. And if you click on the list of live music, your music is in rotation, but it's so much music that, you know, loaded up to the server, it'll just take a little minute for you to hear the loop, you know what I'm saying, of your song. So it's like 500 songs playing, you know what I'm saying? But it's all independent music, so shit, you're going to hear some of everything. Cali music up in there, West Coast, East Coast, South, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's
how
right.
We represent. How we represent.
That's right.
Ohio music up in there, you know what I'm saying? We got all kind of music. You know what I'm
saying?
We got Milli Vanilli. Well, not really, but,
yeah. Man, I was going to say. Well, Brian,
we got,
I wish you... excuse me for interrupting. Wish you much success. Just want to say
yes, thank you, thank you. And I'll see y'all around.
All right.
Bye now.
It's Brand King, bye-bye. People. You know what I'm saying? Representing Seattle, Washington. Real big, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big for the independent artists, all the indie artists out there. Looking for a show to come through and get your shine on. Speak to indie artists Friday, each and every Friday, right here live on the Record and Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelling Prize. And this is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Every time we get into it. Thank you, everybody who called in. I mean, I seen the switch was, like, overpacked. You know, I was like, goddamn. But everybody was, you know, kind of on the low. So that's what time it is. That shows we ain't got no trolls coming to the show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the sky is green, and I think my heart is purple. So, did you say? The sky is green. I think my heart, you a fucking troll. That's a troll, people. When they come through and repeat themselves, that's a goddamn troll. You know, that come through your show. Just be wary of that.
Right.
We got a couple of them to come through, but they ain't come through today, so that's what's up. That's what's up. Had a good time. And I spoke of that because I was on Deb Daly's show last night, and, you know, she was talking about trolls and stuff like that, you know. Shout out to Deb Daly, you know. Hanging out late night. And then that's it. We about out of here.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And get up out of here. I'm on the block, 34th Chelsea Street, doing what I do, trying to make some money. And thought you knew, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to White Owl, Green Apple White Owl. Shout out to Keystone Ice. And Newport. Even though I don't smoke them, though. But they're making me money. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Well, later,
get my
everybody.
Get my advertisements out there. Yeah.
And the business.
Hey, much love. Appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's gonna pop out this weekend. You know, just look out for the up
updates. You know what I'm saying? Look out for the updates.
All right.
That's all I can tell you. www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. What's up, big time?
All right. Later, everybody.
Later.